the family has insisted that they don't want at the funeral, you must be able to say, okay, look, God give me a heart to understand their pain and their grief.
Even if you're a sitting president in
even if you're a sitting president, yes, yeah. There's nothing wrong with you staying away from a funeral.
State funeral.
There's a difference between the office of a president and the president. There are a lot of state functions that the president has not gone to that do not cease to be state functions. So he can easily delegate the vice president or any other minister to go for that. So that this thing comes to an end. Look, we cannot be in a perpetual funeral. The whole year we are mourning. The whole year we are crying. No, come on. One person has to be a bigger person, whether the family or the president. Between the two, someone has to say, okay, look, guys, this thing has gone on for far too long. It's time for the country to heal and to move on. So this thing does not only lie with the president, it lies with the Lungu family as well. Between the two, one has to say, this thing has to come to an end. So we need to pray for reconciliation and forgiveness, because that has to do with the condition of your heart.
Shunu says, unlike the pastor, he's saying it as it is, especially politics aside. We're going to take a break for the news at 8. We're still with Pastor Jimmy Kay, our co-host for this morning. But also, in the third and final hour, we'll be talking more about something apparently controversial that he said. When he was addressing a women's conference. He spoke at a women's conference. There's something interesting that he said.
Duchess, have you forgiven me? Have you healed? Reconciliation.
More reason why tomorrow I need to sit down, reflect, and hopefully forgive you.
In case you're wondering what that's about, find out coming up right after the news at 8 with Lusubilo Gondwe.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now on only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro bu, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. CCZ describes 2025 National Day of Prayer preparations as awkward amid ECL burial impasse. Zesco adds 300,000 new customers amid rising power demand and reduced hydro generation. Trump says he will meet Putin in Hungary for Ukraine talks after a very productive call. To present the news, I'm Melissa Vilo-Gondwe. The Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, General Secretary Bishop Emmanuel Chikoya has described as awkward the country's preparations to commemorate the National Day of Prayer, while the impasse surrounding the burial of former President Edgar Lungu remains unresolved. Zambia will on Saturday observe the National Day of Prayer, which falls annually on October 18th. Speaking to Phoenix News, Bishop Chikoya has emphasized the importance of integrity and consistency, urging both leaders and citizens to walk the talk by living out the values they proclaim during the day of prayer. He has stressed that the messages delivered on such an occasion should not be treated as one-off declarations, but as guiding principles to be practiced throughout the year. And when asked whether the National Day of Prayer still serves its intended purpose despite the prevailing political tensions, Bishop Chikoya responded in the affirmative.
If it were possible, even not before these prayers, we should have resolved this impasse on the burial of the president, the Republican president. We are decent in our political discourse and all these other matters. Yeah, I mean, it's awkward to meaning the Bible is very clear. We have unresolved issues on the Lungu family and the, you know, government. We do need to have these things resolved. And it's a biblical standard. It's market, you do not offer an offering when you still have long outstanding issues of not forgiving other people.
ZESCO Managing Director Justin Longo says the utility company has added nearly 300,000 new electricity customers over the past 3 years, resulting in a significant rise in national power demand. Speaking to Phoenix News, Mr. Longo notes that this increase in demand comes at a time when the country is experiencing reduced hydro generation due to poor rainfall, particularly in key catchment areas such as the Kafue Basin. He explains that while the growth in electricity connections reflects progress in expanding access, it has not been matched by a corresponding increase in generation capacity or investment. To ease pressure on the grid, Mr. Longo says ZESCO is fast-tracking the development of solar projects and promoting rooftop solar adoption among households and businesses through net metering. He adds that it remains within ZESCO's mandate to continue connecting new customers to the national grid, regardless of ongoing energy challenges.
Because of high demand, how many customers have we connected from 2022? We've connected nearly 300,000 customers, new customers. Just for argument's sake, if I say one customer consumes 1 kilowatt, I should be talking about 300 megawatts of new customers against what investment? No investment at all. Isn't it? I've brought in new lodge and I don't have new support. Then I'm in trouble, isn't it? And then compounded with drought. Then I'm in trouble. So what do I need then to depend on to support? I need to go to imports.
Economist Yusuf Dodia says Zambia's debt servicing efforts must go beyond meeting repayment obligations to addressing illicit financial flows across various sectors. Commenting on Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Situmbeko Msokotwane's announcement that Zambia is now back on track with debt service payments after meeting all 2025 obligations, Mr. Dodia says the progress is commendable. However, he has highlighted the fact that several sectors in the country remain vulnerable to irregularities that must be addressed to build confidence amongst lenders. Mr. Dodia further notes that external support, including scaled-up assistance from multilateral partners, is largely directed toward targeted programs such as social cash transfers, cash for work initiatives, and institutional reforms aimed at strengthening governance. He has emphasized the need to distinguish between meeting scheduled debt repayments and tackling the structural weaknesses that enable illicit financial flows, warning that such leakages undermine fiscal stability and economic resilience.
Being on the right track is meeting our debt obligations, which we should be on the right track if we have met our debt servicing obligations for the year. That means we're on the right track. Anti-Corruption Commission, we still have some work to do because cases which are handled by the Anti-Corruption Commission need to get the blessing of the DPP. So I think it's important that we push on these and show the public that as a government, we are serious about stamping out corruption. And the only way this can be conveyed to the public is through the decisions which are made on how we are going to strengthen each law enforcement agency.
UPND Copperbelt Youth Chairperson Wallen Inyama has appealed to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, not to consider any suggestions to increase nomination fees ahead of the 2026 general elections. Some stakeholders recently suggested that the ECZ consider increasing nomination fees to reduce the number of candidates on the ballot. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Inyama has expressed concern that any upward adjustment in fees will pose a significant barrier for many youth aspiring to take up leadership positions. He has noted that a majority of young people across the country face financial challenges, and increasing nomination fees will only serve to deter them from participating in the democracy.